fires upfield, and it's wide open. Touchdown, Commodore!
Live from the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, the Martin and Surfoss Insurance Agency presents the Coach Johnson Call-In Show.
10-5, end zone!
It's a touchdown!
Oh, my goodness!
The presenting sponsor of the Coach Johnson Call-In Show is the Martin and Surfoss Insurance Agency, a proud carrier of auto owners insurance.
Intercepted! It is intercepted! Myron Lewis!
Tonight's show is also brought to you by the newly renovated Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, located steps from Vanderbilt Stadium and a proud supporter of the Commodores. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, recipient of the 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. A proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. By the Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. By Fisher's, the bologna-making people. By Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. When it comes to great barbecue, it's the rule. And by Delta Airlines. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. Now, let's talk Vanderbilt football. Here's your host, the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
And a very pleasant good evening to you. Great crowd on hand, as always, here at the Commodore Grill in the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. Glad to have you with us. We're going to talk Vanderbilt football for the next hour with head coach Bobby Johnson. Vanderbilt wins at Rice 36-17. 2-2 on the season as the Commodores get ready for Ole Miss to come to town. That is a 6 o'clock start on Saturday. And I need to mention there are about 1,000 tickets available. That's about all. So if you're thinking about it, come on and go get them, because we need a full house to get ready for a 6 o'clock start on Saturday against Ole Miss. And let me be honest, even if you don't have a dog in the fight, Vanderbilt and Ole Miss has been a terrific football game over the last few years. So just come on out and watch some great college football, because, as you well know, you've been on the sideline for all of these. They have been terrific football games.
They have, and there are going to be a lot of good football players on the field, and it would be a great game to come out and see. Every one of them has been close, just like you talked about, and some kind of controversial play or coach mad at the officials or anything, something like that.
I've heard that. I've seen that happen, yeah. Face mask not called, no, whatever, yeah. 737-1045 and 1-866-492 zone for our questions for Coach Bobby Johnson. Great win Saturday. You know, any road win is good. I don't care who you're playing, number one. But talk about what you did after a frustrating first half.
Yeah.
To change things and sort of turn it up a notch and take over in the second half?
Well, first I cried. And then, then we went in the dressing room and we just, tried to get everybody calmed down a little bit first, and because, everybody was frustrated, and we wanted to, everybody wants to do well, and when you're not doing well, it gets frustrating. So we just calmed everybody down and said, look, this is what we need to do. We need to simplify a few things on our blocking schemes and take care of a few things that have hurt us, and just go out and play. And we did that. We started running the ball a little bit better. We started protecting the passer a little bit better, continued to play well on defense, got some turnovers, and played a pretty solid second half, which is what you want to do when you come out, when you're disappointed.
Is it fair to say, I'm sure that Rice watched the Mississippi State tape, and State blitzed every play. They came from everywhere all the time. Is it fair to say that one of the big keys was that you adjusted in the second half and handled, not only handled it, but made them pay for that?
Right. We hit them some big plays. Uda made a nice catch on long throw from Larry, and we were able to bust through with Warren on a long run, because people were out of position on defense. And those are the kind of things that you can do if you pick up zone blitzes or full blitzes, and we were able to do that. And basically, at the first of the game, we came out pretty hot. And if we'd have done what we're supposed to have done, that game would have been over at the halftime. We had some turnovers our defense created some turnovers.
Right.
I mean, we had some opportunities to get the ball in the end zone. We just didn't do it. And then we let them get a long run to let them stay in the game, and they became interested. And that's not what you want when you're better than another team.
You and I talked Thursday, and you were very concerned about all the injuries in the secondary. I mean, and it's like we're about to play a team that throws the ball all over the place with injuries in the secondary. This is not a good situation.
Well,
obviously they played very well.
Yeah, they did play very well. Brent Trice, you know, played safety. We had Sean Richardson ready to go, and he did play a little bit in our dollar package, and believe it or not, he goes in, makes a really good play on a quarterback scramble, and he tore a ligament in his thumb and had surgery on it Sunday morning. So I don't know when he's going to be back, but he'll be back, and he'll play with the cast on, but that's disappointing for him. Jamie Graham didn't even make the trip, so you know that was a concern, but we had some guys step up. You know, like I said before, Brent Trice did it. Eddie Foster, I keep mentioning Eddie's name, you know, for a freshman, and he's, you know, kind of, well, he's very unflappable. I mean, he just goes out there and plays and has a good time, and that tip ball from Casey to him was so fast, I have no idea how he reacted and caught that football. So, but he's doing well, and, Myron had a fantastic game. Myron really shut down his guy and then had two interceptions. The last one was pretty special. I mean, he actually took it away from the guy on the way down to the ground. And, you know, you expect those kind of plays from Myron now.
Sean had surgery Sunday. Can he play this week?
Probably. But he'll have a big cast on. You know,
all he's got to do is hit people.
He'll look like, I don't know what.
Can they do like a Plaster of Paris cast so he can just kind of...
Yeah, it'll be... the other bad news is John Cole broke
right.
his hand.
Yep.
You know, and he had his best game of his career here at Vanderbilt, I think, at seven catches and ran a reverse in. I don't think he can play this week, but he may be able to come back next week. And the great thing about it, and I say the great thing, it's not great, but, you know, the toughness that shows from John. He played almost the whole game with that broken hand.
He broke it in the first half, didn't he?
And caught balls with that hand and kept playing. And, you know, when you look at those kind of things and you see what those guys do and sacrifice for the team, it's pretty special.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I heard about that on the flight back. And he broke it in the first half. That was it, the fifth metatarsal or whatever they call it there, the metacarpal, whatever.
Carpal.
Yeah, out here, this bone right here. Yeah. If it was not radio, you could see which bone I'm pointing to. Anyway, but tough guy, played the whole second half and did a great job. 737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Since 1978, Martin and Zerfoss has built the reputation of a local independent agent focused on solutions. Call T. Zerfoss, Mickey Martin, Mike House, Paul Steele, or Taylor Reagan at 297-8500. Ask about auto owner's insurance. The no problem people. Paul, Larry, stay on the line. You're next. When we come back right after this.
Running a business is a full-time job, and so is protecting it. Auto Owners Insurance protects thousands of businesses just like yours. At Martin and Zerfoss Insurance, they'll assess your needs and eliminate your insurance problems so you can devote more time to what you do best, managing your business. Call Martin and Zerfoss Insurance at 615-297-8500 for no problem business protection through Auto Owners Insurance. Martin and Zerfoss Insurance, for all of your business insurance needs.
Two headaches. One caused when a 300-pound player lands on a 200-pound player's head. The other caused when two servers go down the same day in your business. When the first one happens, IT Express can only feel bad about it. But when the second one happens, IT Express can fix it and protect you against it happening again. That's why they're one of the strongest and fastest-growing members of the SOMAE Group of Companies. Find out more. Log on to itxtress.net.
It's grill out time in Nashville, and that means it's time for Fisher's Big Grillers and extra thick bologna on the grill. So at the tailgate, quick lunch, or that backyard party, rely on Fisher's for great taste and great fun. For the bologna making people, go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's bologna making people. Bacon, making, smile, making, bologna, making people.
So you'll own an auction house.
Ten diddy I do.
And you're looking for a U.S. Bank small business loan?
Loans. I need a loan. Can I get 10? Do I hear 10?
Yes.
20K.
Sure.
Do I hear 20K? Okay.
Bob, we've got all the money your business needs.
Sold.
Great.
U.S. Bank has more solutions to help you make more of your small business and get even more with U.S. Bank business banking packages.
Your application's all set.
Whoa, that was fast. That was really, really fast. Gotta go. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bob.
Visit any U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com, or call 800-673-3555. U.S. Bank. All of us serving you. Member FDIC.
High school, college, and the NFL. Football is best. No one beats zone coverage. 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
It is great to have you with us. Vanderbilt Orthopedics has provided world-class sports medicine and orthopedic care for the Vanderbilt Commodores for over 15 years. When you need the best in orthopedic care, look to the orthopedic team at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, taking care of the athletes at Vanderbilt and taking care of you. And they've unfortunately had to take care of quite a few of our guys over the last couple of weeks, but they're doing a wonderful job getting guys ready to play. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Vanderbilt and Ole Miss, it's a 6 o'clock start on Saturday. There are about 1,000 tickets left. That's all we got left. So we need you to get out there, get those tickets. We want a full house on Saturday night against the Rebels. Let's go to the phones. Paul in Nashville, thank you for holding your own with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hello.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing? Coach, I was just calling in to see how my nephew's doing, Ryan Seymour. I know he's playing offensive line now. He switched from defense. I was seeing how good he's doing, and is his future at offense or defense? I'll hang up and listen to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Back up for Thomas Welch at left tackle.
Ryan is doing well and gets better and better every week. You know, it's pretty tough to switch over from defense to offense and be aware of everything that you have to do on offense. There's so many things that you have to pick up, blitzes and stunts and things like that, and all kind of people coming at you, but he gets better all the time, and because he was a defensive lineman, he is a good athlete, and he can move around, and, you know, he's 6'4", 300 pounds,
yep,
and can move, so we're thinking Ryan's going to be a really good player for us, and right now he's learning a lot from being behind Thomas, but he got in some action at Rice and did well.
Well, let me ask you the question I've been asked. Yeah, oh, look at that panicked face. 2-minute drill. First half.
Well.
No, I didn't even get to the question.
It was Joe's fault.
It was my fault.
Yeah.
It was a bad call by me is what it was.
Well, first of all, you know, we did a pretty good job coming out from our
own
10.
Great trip.
And we were
yep.
having a great 2-minute drill, and I was loving it and thought we were going to get some points right before the half. And we were in field goal range, and Ryan was kicking well, so, you know, we were feeling pretty good about it. And it was one of our tempos where we're going to act like we want the center to snap the ball, and then we're going to try to see where the defense is lined up, and then the coaches will signal in the play that they want Larry to call. Well, everything was going great except, you know, the center went ahead and snapped it when we were faking snapping it, and of course it hit the ground, and Jared had to run back there and get on it and keep them from recovering. So just a slip of the brain, I would call it.
I mean, you could see both ways. I mean, with the clock running, you could see why you wanted to go in a hurry. So, I mean, I think it was...
No, I had to stop. I think the clock was stopped.
Okay.
If it wasn't, we had enough timeouts. We had plenty of
time.
You
had a couple of timeouts left, yeah.
Yeah, we had plenty of time.
So, nonetheless, I mean, that was a very disappointing way to go into the locker room, I'm sure, and even when you talked to us afterwards, but... what a great recovery by the team to kind of say, okay, that's it. Let's go fix this and go out and play well, and they did.
Right, and that was good. A lot of good leadership from our from our seniors and our captains, and most of that was taken care of even before I got back in the dressing room.
I bet it was. Yeah, that's a pleasure, isn't it, to have guys like that?
Sure.
That sure is. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Larry in Nashville, thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hello, Coach. Just want to make a couple of comments, if I could. First of all, I want to compliment Larry. I think he's doing a heck of a job for a sophomore, and I believe if we can give him a little time back there, I think he'll get the job done for us. One other thing I was going to say, they had number 35, Bradshaw, ran all free all night. I just couldn't believe it. I think they had him for 9 tackles. But is that is our number 6, is that his job to block that, or is he a primary receiver, a secondary receiver, or how does that work?
He was the weak side linebacker that they're talking about. Bradshaw had 9 tackles.
Right.
35.
Yeah.
And safety.
They put
right,
a 4-2-5.
Right,
kind
of had him up there,
yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
He's sort of a dual guy. First of all, Larry did play well. And I think when you show that you can protect him and have time for the people to get down on the routes, he can hit them, and he's going to get better and better. It's not always Brandon Barden or the tight end's job. I mean, we have a lot of different protections, and some protections are used because of what you want to try to achieve in the passing game on that particular play. So sometimes it was, sometimes it wasn't. We know we don't have enough people to block. If they want to bring 8 people, 7 people, we can't block all those guys. We're going to have to sight. We're going to have to throw the ball before that person gets in to the quarterback, and sometimes that didn't go right. Sometimes a receiver is the culprit, not the offensive lineman or the blocker.
Yeah.
So, a lot of things have to happen right, and all have to be split-second decisions. And, when you've got a few changes, a few new things in your offense, there's still a little bit of a learning curve as far as what people are going to do to us, what are going to be our most successful plays, what are going to be our most successful blocking schemes. So we're learning a little bit, too.
But, they went to Udom early, missed it, came back later on and hit it. I mean, it was like, okay, we see that's there. I think we can hit that, and they did later on.
They did, and beautiful throw by Larry. And I didn't see it down the sideline, but I had about 40 people on our sideline swear that
he didn't go out of bounds.
So I appealed, and it was worth it anyway, because it was close. And I was wrong.
Well, but that's what they're telling you upstairs or whatever. It's like, no, do this, right?
Right.
And so. But they still scored anyway later on, so
right.
That's all right. So 737-1045, 1-866. 492 zone. Scott in Lebanon, welcome to the show. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Doing great, fellas. Doing great. Congratulations, Coach. Any win is a good win, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I got an idea I want to run by you and just see what you think about it with the spread offense. With a 3 wide receiver set formation, but your wide receivers being Justin Green, Austin Monahan, and Brad Burden. That's an average of 6'6", 244 pounds. And if you look at the Ole Miss line, their DBs and safeties average about 5'10", 185 pounds. Even though I didn't graduate from Vanderbilt, I can do the math on that. and would think that would be a pretty good matchup. Also a good formation because you could land Uma up on the other side or Alex or whoever on the other side, and if the defense starts to cheat onto the side where the 3 wide receivers would be, you would have single coverage on the other side for a quick slant. You could also run basically an option play out of that formation, shuttle pass, a lot of different formations, and keep an Ole Miss defense on the field, which is, I think, what y'all are trying to do in the first place with the spread, is to wear defense out. Is that an idea that could work, or is it just something because the
Scott,
we have a tight end?
Scott.
What is your day job? what is your day job?
Well, my day job is this, but my other job I do coach. So
okay.
On a smaller scale, of course. But I was just curious if we could maybe put a formation like that in that would lend itself more to our strengths and Ole Miss's weaknesses. And coach, I tell you what, y'all are doing a great job with what you got, and good luck Saturday.
Thank you, Scott. Well, you know, there's more to playing wide receiver, having advantages
than being tall,
than tall and big. And, you know, you also have to factor in the speed and quickness. And, you know, I don't think those are the kind of guys you want playing wide receiver for you, those guys who are not as fast as Odom and John Cole and any of the others, really, to tell you the truth. So, you know, you can do some things and split them out and try to take some people over there, but that might last maybe one or two plays that they would wise up.
737-1045-1866-492 Zone at Martin and Zerfoss Insurance. They represent some of the best insurance carriers in the country, allowing them to create a comprehensive insurance plan for you, your family, even your business. Call Martin and Zerfoss at 297-8500. Ask them about auto owners insurance, the no-problem people. Jerry, stay on the line. You're next when we come back with After This.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
What a victory! And yet again, the Titans are heading to the big game. Hey, Coach, what other tricks do you have up your sleeve?
You know, I had a great game plan going in, but it couldn't have happened without this player right here.
Centon 6, how did you pull off the victory?
I just gave it 99.67%.
Play the Titans Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery and see what the future holds with a chance to win season tickets for the next 20 years, $100,000 plus much more.
Season tickets are available to win through a second chance drawing.
Hey, Vandy fans, head on over to Jersey Mike's Subs for our great $5.99 meal deal. Any mini Mike, chips, and drink for just $5.99 all day, every day. Jersey Mike's Subs are sliced fresh to order right in front of you and piled high with the freshest ingredients. One taste and you'll be hooked. There are 21 locations throughout the Nashville area. For the one nearest you, visit JerseyMikes.com. Voted best sub by Nashville Scene.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
Sir, are you sure your party is coming?
They'll be here, I think.
When meeting for dinner in Brazil, it's customary to arrive late.
Oh, thanks. Wow, this is delicious.
In Japan, it's customary to try everything and acceptable to ask what it is, even if you don't like it.
That wasn't chicken, was it?
Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including Japan and Brazil. For the most destinations worldwide, visit Delta.com.
Talk Nashville sports with the Tennesseans, David Clymer, presented by Stogie's Ales and Fine Cigars. Tuesday afternoons on 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Vanderbilt and Ole Miss coming up 6 o'clock on Saturday night at Vanderbilt Stadium. About 1,000 tickets available, so get over to the ticket office or go online at VUCommodores.com. We need you to be there on Saturday night to root on the Commodores. This show is brought to you in part by the Tennessee Lottery. With more than $1.5 billion raised for education, it's more than our players that are winning big. 737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE. Jerry in Madison, thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Joe. Coach, how you doing?
Hey, good. Jerry, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you.
All right.
I'm a Vanderbilt fan and a Tennessee fan, okay? Because I live in Nashville, Tennessee. And I like to see Vanderbilt do well. But when they come up against Tennessee, I'm going to blow. But anyway, here's what I got to say. Y'all pretty scrappy. You know what?
Excuse me, say that again?
No, what I've seen so far, y'all pretty scrappy team. I mean, y'all can scrap with them, man. Y'all are quick. y'all can do some things. You can hit people, and you hit them hard. And I've watched you on ESPNU, and I've watched this team. And this team, Vanderbilt, is pretty good so far. But when they get in that SEC with Ole Miss and this bunch, here I think the trouble's going to start. Now, you can either, I'm just saying, I don't know if you beat any of them boys.
Hey, Jerry.
Okay, Jerry. Well, I think your other team's probably got the same problem. It ain't no picnic in the SEC, and that's all there is to it, but...
Jerry.
He's gone.
He's gone?
Yeah.
Well, we beat him the last 2 years.
I believe so, yeah.
I was going to just sort of add that.
Yeah. I don't think that's an issue. It is, you know what, it is amazing, though, to watch the SEC week in and week out. It's amazing how good this conference is.
Well, you saw Mississippi State.
Oh,
almost
my goodness.
Beat, you know, Pearl probably should have beaten
half
LSU.
A yard away.
And, yeah, this, they're serious about football in this league. I found that out. Yeah. So, but that's what makes it so fun. And, you know, that's why we've been able to build our program better. You know, the players on our team want to come and compete in that kind of atmosphere. And that's what you want to go out and sell. And at the same time, they can get the best education by far in the SEC. So that's the deal.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Dorman, is that right? Dorman in Clarksville. Are you with us?
I'm waiting.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Coach Johnson. How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Dorman Vaughn. My grandson's up there. He's a junior.
Dwayne.
Dwayne Vaughn.
Yeah.
Tell me about him. How's he coming along?
Dwayne's a great guy. He's doing a good job for us. He's mainly on the scout team, but that's a very important job. But I tell you what, he works just as hard as everybody else and prepares himself. And if we had to put him in there, I'm sure he'd do a great job. But you got a very nice grandson.
That's good news. You know what? Those guys, the walk-ons, the scout team, they don't get enough credit for what they do.
They don't, and it's pretty hard work, and for most people, unknown. And but our guys take a lot of pride in it, and Dwayne's one of the best ones.
737-1045. 1-866-492-ZONE. Vandy Lance, Tony, and Donald, all of you stay on the line. Oh, no reactions from the gallery. Hang on now. Don't waste hours, days, or even weeks calling insurance company after company searching for the best price and fit for you. You work hard enough as it is. Let the agent Martin and Zerfoss, proud carrier of auto owners insurance, do the work for you. We'll take a break. Get all those calls in right after this.
We're America's most passionate fans. Talk.
You're in the zone.
WGFX-FM, Gallatin, Nashville.
104.5, The Zone.
Buying insurance is fun and easy. Finding the right company, deciding the right coverage, getting the best price, selecting the amount of coverage you need. Fun. Easy, it can be overwhelming, and that's why Martin & Zerfoss Insurance is here. As a local independent agent, Martin & Zerfoss can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. Live life. Let Martin & Zerfoss help you protect it, providing safe, sound, secure protection from auto owners insurance, the no-problem people. Martin & Zerfoss Insurance. Call 615-297-8500.
It's another exciting go-to-roll tailgate event at the stadium.
Tom is pulling out all the stops, dragging his 15-foot smoker, but his fans will wait hours before eating.
Look, Steve scores big, bringing in go-to-roll smokehouse grill, ribs, and barbecue tailgate packs. He just called ahead and picked up his order right in Vandyville.
Well, Golden Rule is the official catering sponsor for all Vandy football games.
Call your tailgating and catering headquarters. Golden Rule for the South's finest barbecue and more since 1891. Call 1-877-PIGS-RULE. That's 1-877-PIGS-RULE.
While some jewelers use vague statements and double talk to confuse you about diamond prices, Shane Company is here with the undeniable truth. Your engagement ring budget has much more buying power at Shane Company because, unlike most other jewelers, we avoid middleman markups and buy directly from the diamond cutters. We pay cash for our diamonds, which gives us first pick of the best stones and the lowest prices. We don't charge add-on fees like other jewelers do. And we protect your ring with a free lifetime warranty. Shop around and compare quality and value. Only one jeweler in town has the best values. You will see that there is no comparison to Shane Company.
Now you too can be a friend in the diamond business. Join the Shane Company team in Nashville and start a glamorous full or part-time career with great benefits. Opportunities are available now. Visit ShaneCo.com for details.
From high schools, college gridiron, even the big boys on Sunday and Monday. The best football coverage from the sports station. 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Since 1967, Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers have delivered the best possible work and service for collision repair. They received the 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award, recognizing outstanding marketplace ethics. When you need repairs, choose Bradshaw's for peace of mind in both repairs and honesty. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE, Vandy Lance. In Donaldson, welcome to the show. As the applause begins, you're on with Coach Johnson.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Lance.
Listen, Coach, just because I had been calling you and I got worried about Miss May 28th asking about me. I'm kind of trying to bounce around that stadium so I don't make everybody mad. I'm hard sick with you, see. I've been having some issues, some health issues, but
yep.
There's nothing wrong with my lungs and my heart and my head. And I assure you, sir, I am a Vanderbilt fan. Not anybody else. But now, I got a special place in my heart for the Chicago Bears right now, but that's kind of obvious. But I just want to assure you, Coach, I'm still back in school, and I send in my contributions, Joe,
yep.
The Commodore Club, and I'm working on my basketball tickets. You know, economy's hit me kind of tough. I got grandkids coming out everywhere.
Yep.
But, Coach, I love you. You still got the best, the finest first woman in the SEC. I don't care if there is Barbie up in Knoxville. She can replace our first lady of the SEC.
There you go.
I'm going to get off here because I always take too long, but God knows I love you and I love Vanderbilt. I know I got enemies out there because I'm too obnoxious, but you won't ever smell liquor all out there at the gates, and I won't ever say anything ugly to give me the new push-ups. But go Vanderbilt.
Oh. Thank you, Lance. That fired things up very well.
Well, the first lady
well
was
right
here,
now.
And she was proud to hear that.
Exactly.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Tony
he's
in
back.
South... He's back.
Tony
in South Nashville.
Problem, but I tell you what,
there you go.
Cooking some Rebel turkey burgers, and I think
we're
down there. But
good.
Good.
Listen, Bobby, there's a couple of things I need to say to you, Coach. Number one, I want you to answer this question. And number two, you can't comment on this probably, but Joe, maybe you can. I know we got a good field goal kicker. He's pretty good. He's coming along. His leg getting real strong. But out in NBA, they got a guy that kicked a 53-yarder the other night in a monsoon. And just a few weeks back, Gallatin had a field goal kicker that kicked a 48 or 49-yarder. I didn't know if you might be looking at them or that type of deal, and maybe Joe can comment on that. The question I have for you, and number one, go Vandy. You know, we're still right there. We're with you. But I'm just curious, like the other night, Larry Smith, you had him in the game, so on and so forth. And late in the fourth quarter, you brought in McKenzie Adams. He ran a few plays, and he came back out. And I thought you were going to finish the game with McKenzie, but you brought Larry back in on the next series, and he handed it off four times, and we got in the end zone, which is great. But I didn't know, had McKenzie done something right there to upset you, or why did you just not finish the game with McKenzie? I'm going to hang up and listen to you. And go, Andy. You've done a great job, Bobby.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.
No, he didn't do anything to upset me. We were trying to win the game, and, you know, they got the –
they had scored
they
at
scored,
that point.
Got the, you know, off the punt return and scored, and we just wanted to make sure we closed this thing out. And we don't like to take too many chances. So,
No, you know, McKenzie will be ready to go, and we'll do a good job if called upon, and we'll have no problem putting him in the game. He's a good one.
He mentioned kickers, and certainly we can't talk about high school, you know, players at all, but I will talk about Ryan played very well.
Ryan played really well, and I don't know, you know, if he saw the game, this gentleman, mm-hmm. but Ryan kicked two balls into the end zone on the kickoffs, okay. and the others were down to the two. So Ryan has a good, strong leg, and just because he hadn't kicked any long field goals, we hadn't tried any. So, you know, he's got plenty of strength. And, you know, you always hear stats on high school kickers from all across the land, and they've kicked 50s and 60s and
yep.
things. It's different kicking on the ground and on
the tee. As opposed to the tee, that's
and,
right.
It's just a whole different ball game. And, you know, we probably will look at a kicker and probably will sign one if we can get the person we think fits the most, the best for us, but that's not a certainty.
You know, that's one of his stats. 90% of his kickoffs in high school went to the end zone. I mean, he's got a leg, and as you said, in that game Saturday, it was very apparent. Those kickoffs in the end zone just shut down any hope of a return.
Right. Plus, you got to remember, in college, you kick off from the 30-yard line. In high school, you kick off from the 40-yard
mm-hmm.
line. So, you know, people see high school kickers kick them in the end zone all the time. If they kick it 2 yards deep, that's going to be on the 8-yard line if they kick it from college. So, you know, it's just, you know, you have to take that all into consideration.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Let's go to Brentwood. Donald, thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Great. Donald, yeah. How you doing?
Fine. Just fine. I just want to say you do a great job with the kids. I watch you one time now. I mean, very much the way you hear the kids. So I like the way you do a good job.
Thank you.
I have two questions, actually. You say you can't talk about local kids, though, but if you look over at some of these high schools, Overton, there are kids in the area that can really help our team out. Do you guys get out and look at these high school games every Friday, or how does that work with you guys' staff? And then also, too, I want to ask, for another team, do you guys get them to prepare for another team? Do you get them on Sunday? Do you get them on Mondays? And when do you start breaking down that particular film for the season?
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
That is
up a little bit there, Donald, but thank you.
Yeah. Of course, you know, yes, we scout. You know, every time we're playing a home game, we're scouting somewhere. And, you know, it's hard to go into all the details of the rules you have to go by, but, you know, we get an opportunity to go out and see local guys play, and believe it or not, our guys get on airplanes on Thursday nights and go over the country.
Well, let's talk about this week. You had a bunch of guys out this weekend, didn't you?
And yes, and when we got to Houston, we went to see some games in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we look at not only the locals, but we go all over the country trying to make sure we look at those guys. The question, I don't know if y'all could understand it, but I think he was asking when do we get the film from the next opponent, and when do we start looking at it. We get film, let's say a team has played five games. We'll get the first four. Well, let's say they played four. We'll get those four games the Wednesday before the next game. And then after that team plays their last opponent, we'll get that film on Sunday. So if they've played four and playing one this week, and then we're going to play them next week, we'll have four films ahead of time. We'll get all those broken down, and then we'll break that other one down as soon as we get it on Sunday. And nowadays, it's all digital, and you can send it over those magic wires all that kind of stuff that I don't know about. You know, they just mash the button and they send it on. So
there's no more meeting in a parking lot someplace to exchange film.
Exactly right. It's sort of like the CIA back in those days. You had a dead drop and, you know, all kind of things.
And you hope they showed up.
They hope they showed up, and then they would show up. They wouldn't have, you know, oh, gosh, we forgot one of the reels of
we
film.
We missed the first
oh,
half.
Gosh,
yeah, you
I'm
missed
sorry.
That.
So
that did happen, didn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. People cheat all kind of ways.
Oh, absolutely. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. If you're tired of not getting a call back from your current insurance agent, at Martin & Zerfoss Insurance, they pride themselves on the service you should expect from a local agent. For the best in home, auto, and business insurance, visit Martin and Zerfoss Insurance, proud carrier of Auto Owners Insurance. Steven, stay on the line. You're next, right after this.
Dishes, bologna making people makes it fun for your tummy.
Bite into the big taste of Fisher's Big Grillers with Big Frank's jalapeno cheddar and brats, providing you the burst of flavor for that backyard party, quick lunch, or the family get-together. You'll bring a smile to everyone. Go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's bologna making people, bacon making, smile making, bologna making people.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
It's a world of endless meetings, a place where the copier's always jamming and cubicle dwellers always dream of better digs. Yeah, this is the typical American office, and come 5 o'clock, this is America's beer, Budweiser. It's brewed with the finest natural ingredients for the perfect combination of flavor and refreshment.
Budweiser, the great American style lager.
Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
Joe Fisher here for Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award winner for Marketplace Ethics. Since 1967, Bradshaw's has set the standard for quality and professionalism in collision repairs with honesty and integrity. As consumers, we have the right to choose the best qualified repair shop for our vehicles. If you need collision repairs, choose Bradshaw's. Four locations, Madison, Cool Springs, downtown Nashville, and in Gallatin. Or BradshawCollision.com. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics, the Nashville Predators, and the Tennessee Titans.
And I need 10 pounds of kumquat.
Hey, you're Chester Montgomery from the TMC. Pep-pep.
Chester, I won $500 playing the Tennessee Millionaires Club Instant Game.
Not too shabby.
And I just won $5,000.
Well, isn't that the bee's knees?
Hey, can I still join the TMC?
Absolutely. Why, the TMC Society of Zeppelin Aviators is looking for a few good co-pilots.
Play the Tennessee Millionaires Club Instant Game. With big cash prizes still available, maybe you can win hundreds, thousands, or even $1 million.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof. Off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
104.5 The Zone, Middle Tennessee Sports Arena. Your favorite teams play here every week.
And we don't charge admission. The Sports Station, 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
It is great to have you with us. Vanderbilt and Ole Miss coming up 6 o'clock Saturday night at Vanderbilt Stadium. A few tickets still available. You can go to the ticket office or call or go to VUCommodores.com. We need a full house on Saturday night for a great game of the Commodores and the Rebels. Steven on a cell phone, thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, I've got a quick comment and then a question.
Okay.
I want to say congratulations on your win total and hope you're around long enough to become the winningest coach in Vanderbilt history.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Steven. It'll take me a few years to catch up with my coach, McGugan.
You got a way to go,
I might be on the ventilator or something.
Yeah. One of the things, I followed Vanderbilt a lot of years, and in the past we've had some teams that were on the edge of maybe having a winning season, but sometimes it would seem like one play would go wrong, like what happened at the end of the first half, and you could almost see the wind going out of the sails of some of the past teams. The present team seems to have a greater mental toughness and doesn't seem to lose intensity. Is there anything that you and the coaching staff does to kind of help them develop a tougher mental intensity?
Well, good point. Thank you. Yeah, we try to do it in everything we do and everything we require of our players. And, you know, from the off-season program, their work in the weight room, you know, their academic responsibilities, you know, it all fits in there together. And when you go out and recruit a young man to come to Vanderbilt, most of them have those kind of qualities. And you're going to get that guy who's been used to doing work, used to doing things in school well. Somebody's influenced them, parents, teachers, somebody. So it's a lot easier to mold those kind of guys than a guy who, you know, has very really few responsibilities. So it's just the type of young man that we get. But, you know, everything we do, we try to demand a lot of our guys, and when you invest a lot in it, you're gonna be very slow to get out of the hunt.
Paul, here in Nashville, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, this is Paul. I come from Nashville.
Yep.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Coach, I like your way your program's showing improvement.
Thank you.
Especially on the defense, it seems a real amount of intensity, and you got some really good players playing. And I like the way they're competing on the SEC level. Coach, what I'm going to say is something you probably might be defensive about, because I heard you talk about some of the offensive some calls you had last week about the lack of production on offense. And I know this week was a lot better, but I was just wondering, being second to last in the country in overall offensive production, how do you feel that you can compete on the SEC level without a proper amount of offensive production? You've got some great players on offense. I don't see you utilizing them, like that big tight end you have. And, you know, it just seems like some of the offensive schemes are predictable and they lack imagination. I'm just saying
okay.
This because I like you as a coach and I want you to succeed.
Okay.
Other than that, everything's
good. Other than
fine.
That, everything's good.
Yeah,
that's good, yeah.
But, you know, you're right. You know, we haven't produced on offense like we want to. But, you know, you look at playing LSU and Mississippi State, those are pretty tough defenses, and that's probably why we're way back there in statistics, you know, what we are. We had a lot of offense against Western Carolina and Rice, and if you play those kind of guys, it's the competition has a lot to do with it. We feel good about what we're doing, and we think we'll get better and better. We got better players, and I think we use all of our people, you know, to the best of our abilities. You know, we threw to the tight ends. We've thrown to the tight ends ever since I've been here.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll try to hit big number six.
Absolutely. Good guy to hit. Good player. He and Monahan both. Good,
sure.
Good receivers. We'll take a break. Come back. Our final moments with the coach right after this.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
G'day, mate. Let's wrestle some Crocs.
In Sydney, avoid using Aussie slang. A simple hello and a handshake will do.
How you doing?
Aha! But take caution. In Vietnam, handshakes usually occur between members of the same sex.
I can't feel my face.
Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including Australia and Vietnam. For the most destinations worldwide, visit delta.com.
You can't have college football in the South without true SEC tailgating, and Vandyville is the place to be on game day. Enjoy kids' activities, watch live college football games on the huge Vandyvision screen, and don't forget to satisfy your appetite with the great taste of Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. Enjoy the flavor of real pit barbecue right in Vandyville as you experience all the excitement of Commodore football. Stop by Vandyville, presented by Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill and 104.5 The Zone, before every Vanderbilt football game. For tickets, call 322-GOLD. It's good to be gold.
At Copper Kettle, we believe in doing things the old-fashioned way. Our daily specials feature amazing sandwiches, satisfying salads, and irresistible desserts. Dine with us at one of our two locations, downtown on 94 Peabody Street or in Green Hills on 4004 Granny White Pike. After cheering the Commodores on to victory on Saturday, make sure to join us for our delicious Sunday brunch to satisfy your Sunday morning craving. Copper Kettle, a Nashville favorite, specializing in catering and home-cooked culinary delights.
Worth the rebound! Commodores have knocked off the third-ranked Auburn Tigers at Memorial Gym.
Where will you be next time Vanderbilt wins the SEC tournament?
Your Vanderbilt Commodores are Southeastern Conference tournament champions.
Where will you be next time the team makes the Sweet 16 and beyond? You could be there every step of the way. Season tickets are on sale now. Call 322-GOLD or visit vucommodores.com for details. It's good to be gold.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you could not believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio, or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You could try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste. Zero calories.
You know the saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer?
Yeah.
With friends and family from Verizon Wireless, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Huh?
It's football season.
Of course.
My dad went to state and my brother attends my team's arch rival.
No way.
Yeah, I'm set to do some serious bragging.
Friends and family saves you money on the numbers you call most, even those of rival fans. Verizon Wireless, official wireless partner of Vanderbilt Athletics. Eligible plan required for friends and family. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
In your face.
Yeah!
Doug Matthews answers your SEC football questions. Doug Matthews Sports Saturday, every Saturday morning at 9 on 104.5 The Zone.
Time now for the Commodores' upcoming schedule presented by Delta. With online check-in at Delta.com, you can check in for your flight up to 24 hours in advance. Print your boarding pass, check flight status, visit Delta.com to check out more ways we can save you time. Delta's proud to be the official airline of Vanderbilt Athletics. It is a 6 o'clock start, the Commodores and Ole Miss on Saturday night at Vanderbilt Stadium. There are still a few tickets available. Let's get on over to the ticket office tomorrow and get this taken care of and get this game sold out. We need a full house for this game. It's been a tremendous game over the past few years. I anticipate more of the same on Saturday. As we finish our final moments with Coach Bobby Johnson, join us here every Monday night at the Commodore Grill at the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. You can visit live with the coach, great food and drink specials, and our question of the week. And the question we got, and I thought this was a good one, why are there so many block-in-the-back penalties on returns? It happens almost every time.
Well, there are a lot of good athletes battling each other, you know, down the field and trying to get an advantage. And the punt team usually puts some of their best players as, you know, those guys who run down first and try to tackle you guys. So you put some of your best players on them, and they're right neck and neck and neck and neck. And right at the last minute, you know, the blockers try to get a piece of the guy who's going to tackle
yep.
your guy. And sometimes it blocks them in the back. Sometimes the official assumes that you block them in the back. you know, so it's just sort of it is a hard call.
Yeah.
And it's sort of either way it could go, you know, a lot of times. If you do the technique right, you know, you won't block in the back. So we need to clean that up a little bit.
Good luck on Saturday night.
Thanks, Joe.
Looking forward to it. 6 o'clock Saturday night. We'll see you then.
To the Coach Johnson Call-In Show, presented by the Martin and Zerfoss Insurance Agency, a proud carrier of auto owners insurance, on the Vanderbilt ISP Sports Network and 104.5 The Zone. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Vanderbilt football with the head coach of the Commodores, Bobby Johnson. Tonight's show has been brought to you by the Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. By Fisher's, the bologna-making people. By Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, for the best possible collision repairs done with excellence and integrity you can trust. A proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics.
By Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. When it comes to great barbecue, it's the rule. By Delta Airlines, proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. And by the newly renovated Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, located steps from Vanderbilt Stadium and a proud supporter of the Commodores. The Coach Johnson Show is an exclusive presentation of ISP, America's home for college sports. 104.5 The Zone, with exclusive coverage of the NFL, presented by Colliers International. Superior